I think this is great news. I think that being a train driver is a fantastic career opportunity. Trained drivers get £49,000 a year with the possibility of a further £9,000 over time for a four-day week. So it's an extremely good job and one that I hope more people will apply for. As Mick Whelan, the head of ASLEF, said the other day, there are not enough trained drivers and that the overtime ban that his union have imposed have already cancelled 25% of trains on Southern. So I think recruiting more drivers is brilliant, particularly as part-time and flexible working means that I would hope that many people who can't do or wouldn't choose to do traditional 9-to-5 employment will find this is an excellent opportunity.
However, the ASLEF union aren't too happy. They've branded it as nonsense. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that's a great shame because I think that train driving is a very important job. And I think that it's a fantastic opportunity to allow more people to have the opportunity to serve the community in this way. I mean, we all know that Southern's contracts have been far too reliant on drivers working overtime in recent years, and that's great if people are willing to do it, but I understand that more and more people find that the overtime is excessive, and the union have now done an overtime ban as a way of exerting pressure on Southern. So I think recruiting more drivers is a fantastic idea.
Will it help ease the deadlock, do you think, for all the strikes that are going on?
Of course it will. I mean, in the longer term, yes, that's exactly what it will do, because the more people there are who are willing to drive, the more opportunities there are for people to see sense and operate trains rather than holding 300,000 people hostage.
You've obviously signed a letter along with many other MPs calling for tougher laws for future strikes. And, you know, obviously it's having a massive impact on people in your constituency.
That's right. It is having a huge impact on our community here in West Kent. And that's why I've signed a letter calling for change in legislation, so that one of the things, I think the most important thing, if people do decide to strike, which I can understand withdrawal of labour is a civil right, but if they do decide to strike, one of the things that must be operated is a minimum service. So, okay, maybe the service is disrupted due to strike action, but it doesn't mean that everybody else has to lose their jobs as well, which is effectively what we're seeing at the moment.